Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yeshaya Fine. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Samachei. The Mishnah says in the end, Lechol Chatzizayis Lahakter Chatzizayis Ein Achila Laktar Mitztarfin. If you had a machshava to eat a Chatzizayis Chutzlis Manu Chutzlum Koimai, and he had a machshava Lahakter Chatzizayis Chutzlum Koimai Chutzlis Manoi, the achilo, the machshavas achilo, the machshavas haktar are not mitztarf, and the carbon would be kosher. The achreinim on is kasha from a mishnah in Zvachim daf lamed hei. The mishnah says the machshavas pigul has to be lechol dover shadarke lechol ulahakter dover shadarke lahakter. You have to be a machshava to eat a chelik of the carbon which is nechal, and to be makter the chelik of the carbon which is haktar al gab mizbech. The basar is nechal. The emurim are muktarim, and the machshava has to be on the basar to have an achilas basar, and on the emurim to have aktaras emurim. You can't have a machshava to be makter the basar agam zbech, and you can't have a machshava to do an achila on the emurim. It has to be lechol davar shadarke lechol, lahakter davar shadarke lahakter. That's what the chachamim say in the Mishnah in Zvachim daf lamed hei. Blaza argues, Blaza says you could have a machshava from the achila to the aktarim, from the aktarim to the achila, but the rabbanon hold. The machshava has to be on achila on the davar shadarke lechol, on haktar on the davar shadarke lahakter. So frak the achroinim that by oif, which our mission is talking about oif, achatos is kuloi nachal and oilos is kuloi mukter. Achatos, there's no emurim. You eat the whole chatos oif except for the dam, and oilos oif is kuloi mukter. So how do we have a case? What's the tziur of having a chatzi zayis of achila and a chatzi zayis of aktara in one oif? Bishlam abaye behema, we have a shlamim. There's a chelik of the shlamim which is nechal. There's a chelik of the shlamim which is mukter agav mizbech. Over there by shlamim, we can have a machshava. It's shayach a tziur to have a machshava of a chatzi zayis of achila and a chatzi zayis of aktara in one carbon. But our mishnah, which is talking about a oif, dachreinim on iskasha, how do we have achila and haktara in one oif that the Mishnah should tell us a chiddush din that achila and haktara are not mitzdarf? The Keren Oyer learns pshat in the Mishnah. In a chanami lefidi rabbanon that we mentioned in the Mishnah on daf lamed hei in Zvachim that say that you can't have a machshava from achila to haktara and from haktara to achila. It's not mitzuyer. There's no tzir that you could have a chatzizayis of achila and a chatzizayis of haktara in one oif. So what was our Mishnah saying? The Karnar explains our Mishnah was going according to the Shita of Rebbe Lazar that you could have a machshava from achila to aktar and from aktar to achila. So by chatas ha'oif, for example, you could have a machshava to be eat chatzizayis of the basar and to be makter chatzizayis of the basar, even though the din of the chatas ha'oif is to be nachal. Says the Karnar, according to Rebbe Lazar, you could have a machshava of aktara on a chelik of the carbon, which is nachal. Likewise, an oila ha'oif, according to Rebbe Lazar, even though the whole thing is dinoi lahakter, you could have a machshava sachila. Our Mishnah says the Karnura is going even according to Blazar that you could be machashim achilas other machilas mizbeach. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalin says a pshat which could stem even according to Rabbanon. Even according to Rabbanon, the machshava sachila has to be on a chelik of the carbon which is nechal, and machshava saktara has to be on the chelik hakarbon which is muktar. We could have a tziur of chatzizayis achila and chatzizayis of aktara. This is geboit on a gemara in Zvachim daf lamed hei. The gemara says that achilas, the rabbanon amayd, that achilas eish is considered an achila. Rashi's shita in Zvachim daf lamed hei is that the gemara is referring to the chelek of the carbon which is muktar. Even though the chelek of the carbon which is muktar, usually the machshava is b'loshen shel haktara, if the kohen will have a machshava of the achilas eish, that's also considered a machshava. That's also considered a machshavas pigul, even though he didn't use a lashon of haktar, he used a lashon of achila. The achila of the eish is shmei achila, and the kohen can have a lashon in his machshava of machshavas achilas eish. Says the Minchas Chinuch, according to Rashi, we could have a case even by a oilas oif, which only has haktar. He could have a chatzizayis of achila and a chatzizayis of haktar. The kohen will have a machshava, a chatzizayis of this oila will do an achila of the eish chutzlas mayne chutzlum kaimei, and a chatzizayis of the oila saif, will have a haktar chutzlas mayne chutzlum kaimei. Ein achila v'aktar mitztarf, and that's the tzir of the Mishnah, that it's shayach by a oila saif has a achilo, a chatzis ayis of achilo, and a chatzis ayis of akto, which are not going to be mitzdarif. Taisvis over there in Zvachim Daf Lamed Hey learns that the din of achilas eish is going on the chelik of the carbon, which is nachal. He could have a lashon of achilas eish, the kohen could have a machshava, not on the achil of the adam, on the achil of the eish as well. So according to Taisvis, we would not be able to find the tzir that he could have achilo and aktar being mitzdarif. Taisvis learns that achilas eish is referring to the chelik of the carbon, which is nachal. So we'll never have a tziruf of that in one carbon you have achila and akhtar. But according to Rashi, that din of achilas eish is referring to the chelik of the carbon, which has akhtar. It's referring to the emurim, which have akhtar, or the oilas oif, which has akhtar. And still, the kohen can have a machshava that the eish will do an achila, and that's considered a machshavas achila. So according to Rashi, we could have an oilas oif, which has a chatzi zayis of haktara, chatzis ayis of machsheves haktara, and chatzis ayis of machsheves achilas eish, which is considered a machsheves achila, and that's where the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush din that ein achila v'haktara mitzdarfin. The Or Sameach in Perek Yud Gimel from Hilchos Psulei Mukdashim wants to suggest another case where we can find by a chatas oif has a chatzis ayis of achila and a chatzis ayis of haktara. He starts off with a suffix. What's the halacha by shvichas shirayim? By machshavas shvichas shirayim, he says, how much, what's the shear that the kohen has to have a machshavas pigul by shvichas shirayim? He's mistapik. Is the shear kezayis, which is traditionally the shear achil and the shear akhtar is the shear kezayis? Is shvichas shirayim have the shear kezayis as well? He's not sure, but he says, if we'll assume that the shear of shvichas shirayim is also bekezayis, that's the shear of the shvichas shirayim, he says that by chatas ha'oif, which has hazah and mitzui, the mitzui agabe ha'yisoid, the dam is mismatz on the yisoid, which is like the shvichas ha'shirayim. So suggests the Or Sameach that the Mishnah is referring to a chatzi zayis of achila by chatas ha'oif, which the basar is nechal, and a chatzi zayis of shvichas shirayim, even though it's not actually akhtar, the lashon is a little bit lavdavka, but he suggests maybe the chatzi zayis of akhtar is referring to the chatzi zayis of the shirayim of the dam after the hazah, it's nesmatz ala yisoid, chatzi zayis of that dam, chutz lezmanu yichutz lemkaimus. The Mishnah is being machadish that when he has a machsheva in a chatas oif, chatzi zayis of achil of the basar, and chatzi zayis of the dam, going agabi yisoid, chutz lezmanu yichutz lemkaimus, these two machshavas are not mitzdarif, ein achilo, akhtar mitzdarif. So to summarize, we have a mission over here that says that ein achila v'aktar mitzdarf, and chatzis ayis of achila and chatzis ayis of aktar is not mitzdarf. The Karen Oyer suggests that this din is neigeya, according to Rabbi Lozer, that holds that you can be mechashiv me'achilas odom, la'achilas mizbeach, me'achilas mizbeach, la'achilas odom. According to the Rabbana that say that machsheves achila has to be only on the chelik which is nachal, and machsheves aktar only on the chelik of the carbon which is mukter. So by an oif, we will never have a tziruf of achila and aktar. A chatas oif only has achila, and a oilas oif only has aktara. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that according to Rashi, that holds achilas eish is referring to the chelik of the carbon, which has aktara. So we could find by a oilas oif having achila and aktara, which would have been shayach to have it. If you could have been mitzarif them, you'll have a chatzizayis of loshon of aktara and a chatzizayis of loshon of achilas eish. And the Or Sameach suggests you could have a case, a tzir, of achila and aktar in one carbon, by a chatas ha'oif, has a chatzi zayis of achilas basar, and a chatzi zayis of the shirayim of the dam, being mismatza al yisoid, that's where the Mishnah is being machadish, that ain achila v'aktara mitzdarfin. Moving to the Gemara quotes for Rabbi Kiva saying that how do we know that a kohen has to do the melika? Since the melika of the oil ha'oif is on the mizbeach, chisala al daitcha, shazar korv l'gabi mizbeach. Obviously, it's the Kohen doing the Malika. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Samach Tes, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's an Isser for a Balmum to go Bein Ha'ulam LaMizbeach, and the Achreina Masumif. A Balmum is not allowed to go Bein Ha'ulam LaMizbeach. For sure, a Zar is also not allowed to go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Ramban, in his Asagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is Chaylik. And he also knows this whole Isser of Le'igash Al HaMizbeach is only referring to doing the Avoida, when a Balmum does the Avoida,
But doing a knisa, going between the ulam and mizbeach, without doing an avoida, is only aser midrabanan. It's a maila, says the Ramban. And minatoyra, a balmum and a zar, is allowed to go between the ulam and mizbeach. The Ramban, Agav Urcha, brings a rai over there. He says, because the halach is, the Gemara says in Erevin, that a zar and levium are able to go to be misak in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, if it's Issa Rabbanon would be matar and mekel, that he could go litzerich tikun habayis to between the ulam of Mizbeach. But if it would be an Issa Dereisa, says the Ramban, how would we allow a zar to go ahead into the Beis HaMikdash, between the ulam of Mizbeach, to go make tikunim? So it comes out of Machlekes, Lamaisa, the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam learns as an Issa Minatoira, Loigash al Mizbeach, for a Balmom and a zar to go on the Mizbeach. And according to the Ramban, it's only Aser Midrabanon. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Test from B.S. Mikdash, Halacha Tezvav, he asks on the Ramban from our Gemara. The Gemara says by us that we know the Malika of the Oyla Saif must be with a Kohen, because V'chisal al-Daitcha, Shazar Karv L'gabi Mizbeach. So according to the Rambam, it's Feshtendlach. According to the Rambam, what the Gemara is saying, a Zar can't go al-Gabi HaMizbech. It's Aser Midrabanon. Obviously, the Torah is talking about a Kohen when it says that he should do a malika on the Oyla Saif. But according to the Ramban, Frek the Mishnah Lamelech, how do we know it's talking about a Kohen? Since a Zar is Mutter Min HaTorah to go on the Mizbech, to go Bein Ulam on the Mizbech, so maybe a Zar could also do the malika. What's the Gemara's Kavan? What's Rabbi Kiva's Taina? Chital al-Daitz HaShazar Karv L'Gabi Mizbech. And for the Mishnah Lamelech, you have to say, according to Ramban, a new pshat in the Gemara. What the Gemara was saying, V'chisal al-Daitz HaShazar Karv L'Gabi Mizbech, the Gemara is saying, if the Torah gave a din for this malika to be al-gabi mizbech, it must be that it's an avoida. A zar is not allowed to come on the mizbech in order to do avoida. The Gemara is proving that since the Torah gave a makom, the Torah said the malika must be done al-gabi ha-mizbech, it must be malika is considered an avoida, and mimela, a zar would not be allowed to go on al-gabi mizbech to do an avoida. On doing an avoida, he has the iser of le'igash al mizbech. Comes out, according to the Rambam, when the Gemara said, V'chisal al-daitcha, Shazar karv l'gabim mizbech, the Gemara was saying a raya, because anyways, a zar is not allowed to come al-gabim mizbech, and according to the Ramban, if he would be coming not to do avoid, he is much to go al-gabim mizbech. But since the malika itself is al-gabim mizbech, that shows that the malika itself is considered avoida, and ay bazoi, it would be asr for a zar to come to do an avoida.
The Gemara quotes Machloik as the Tanakhama, and Blaz ben Yankov, what's the mokim Hamalika of the Oyla Saif. The Oyla Saif has to have a Malika in the Makom HaKtara. And the Tanakhama says, Afilu Ama Lamata Meiraglav, the Kohen who's standing on the Saiviv could bend down underneath his feet an Ama, which is right above the Chot HaSikra, and do the Malika of the Oyla Saif. Blaz ben Yaakov argues, and he says the Malika must be Bereish HaMizbeach. The Gemara says they both agree that the Malika has to be Makom HaKtara. And the Machlekas is, if you're allowed to make a Maracha on the Saiviv, could you make a Maracha on the Saiviv? According to Tanakhama, you could make a Maracha on the Saiviv. The Saiviv is also called a Makam HaKtara, and therefore you could do the Malika within an Amma of the Saiviv. And the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov argues, and he holds that the Malika has to be Bereish HaMizbeach Mamish, Pashab Shat, and it seems from Rashi like that, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, also he could do the Malika above the Saiviv. He's only coming to argue, can't be Lamata Meiraglov. He could do the Malika any place next to the care of the Mizbech, next to the wall of the Mizbech. On top of the Saiviv is the Malka Malika, and according to Blaz ben Yankov, he could do the Malika even underneath the Saiviv. However, the Ravid in his Pirish on Mesachas Kinim, he says that according to Blaz ben Yankov, it must be done Bereish HaMizbech Mamish, right next to the Karen. It could only be done the Malika in the Makam HaKtar, that's called the Makam, which is above the Makam HaMaracha by the Karen of the Mizbech, that's called the Makam HaMaracha. The Brisk Rav in his Sefer in Perek Beis from Hilchas Beis HaBechira Halacha Ches explains that this is a Lamda Shemachloikes, what's considered the Makam HaMaracha. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that you can't make a Maracha actually on the Saiviv, so practically speaking, the only place to make the Maracha would be actually on top of the Mizbech or on top of the Karen. The Machloikes Rashi and the Ravid, if you can do the Malika next to the wall of the Mizbeach, or it has to actually be done next to the Keren, next to the, above the Makam HaMaracha, how do we view the Makam HaMaracha? The physical Makam is obviously on top of the Mizbeach. That's where you make the Maracha. Rashi learns that the whole height of the Mizbeach, those three Amos which are above the Soiviv, that itself, since you putting the Maroch on top of the Mizbeach, so the height of three Amos, that's considered the Mizbeach itself. That's considered the Makim, that's considered the place where you're doing the Maroch. The Maroch is on top of this Makim. But the whole Makim, the whole height of three Amos above the Soiviv, that's considered the Makim HaMaroch. When you're doing the Malika next to the Mizbeach, next to the Kir of the Mizbeach, next to the wall of the Mizbeach, which this wall is the actual height, the actual thickness, which the Maroch is on top of this thickness, on top of this height, that's considered the Makom HaMaroch. The Ravid considers the Makom HaMaroch just the surface itself. The height is maybe what the Maroch is on top of, but the Makom HaMaroch, the actual place of the Maroch, is on top of the Mizbeach. Practically, Rashi and the Ravid agree that the Maroch is actually on top of the Mizbeach. So Lamda Shemachlik has had a view, the Makom HaMaroch. Rashi looks at the entire height of the three Amos above the Soiviv as the Makom HaMaroch. There's such a Lashon HaGemara on Daf Nun Dalet. Rashi views that entire height as the Makom HaMaroch, and you can do the Malika opposite that height. And the Ravid says, no, only the Shetach, only the surface itself on top of the Mizbeach, that's the Makom HaMaroch. Therefore, according to the Ravid, the Malika must be done next to the Keren of the Mizbeach, Bereisha Mizbeach Mamish, not Keneged, the full three Amos. The Rambam, which the Brisk Rav is going on over there in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches from Beis HaBechir, the Rambam writes, the Makom HaMaroch is the top 18 Tfachim, which is three Amos, of the Mizbeach, is called the Makom HaMaroch. The Brisk Rav says, Rashi also learned like that. Rashi learned that the full three Amos, the full top three Amos of the Mizbeach is called the Makom HaMaroch. And the Malika could be done keneged that chelik of the Mizbech. The Ravid over there is masig on the Rambam. The Ravid says, lo yodati, what's the kavan of the Rambam? Makom HaMaroch. The Brisk Rav explains, the Ravid is lishitasei. Only the surface itself on the top of the Mizbech, that's considered the Makom HaMaroch. The three Amis underneath it are not considered the Makom HaMaroch, and therefore the Malika must be done by the Karen itself, which you could be marked there on top of the Karen. We mentioned the Ravid that says that the Makom HaTorah is by the Keren. I would like to point out that L'chayr, the Ravid, doesn't mean only the corners. He would be able to make the Malika in that height of an Amma above the Shetach of the Mizbeach. L'chayr, the Ravid mentioned the Keren, it's Lav Davka, who had then all around the Mizbeach from the surface, and an Amma above the surface, that area would be considered the Makom HaMaroch and will be Roy, the Malika of the Oilas Ha'oif. The Tanakama's Shita was that even if he's Moilik Lamata Meiraglov Ama Achas, it's Kshera. And the Gemara explains because Oisin Marocha be Soiviv. The Tanakama holds you can make a Marocha on the Soiviv, and therefore they could even make a Malika an Ama underneath their feet. Taisvis explains the Ama underneath their feet is actually underneath the Soiviv. It's underneath the place where you're making the Marocha, but Taisvis says since it's within an Ama, that's considered samuch, that's considered the Makom HaMaroch. The actual Makom HaMaroch is the Soiviv. Says Taisvis, but an Amma underneath the feet of the Kayanim, which is also close enough to the Soiviv, that's also called the Makom HaMaroch. The Brisk Rav in his Sefer on page Memvav suggests to answer Taisvis' Kasha that we really paskin that the Soiviv is not Ma'akiv on the Mizbeach. Says the Brisk Rav, the Soiviv is not a requirement at all. You don't need a Soiviv. The Mizbeach doesn't need a Soiviv. Says the Brisk Rav, where can the Maroch actually be placed? Says the Brisk Rav, the Maroch could be placed any place above the Chatzi HaMizbeach Ulamayla. The top half of the Mizbeach is kosher for the Maroch. It happens to be there's no location we can make the Maroch except for on top of the Soiviv. That's a technicality. Intrinsically, B'yasoidai, says the Brisk Rav, the Makom HaKosher for the Maroch is any place on the top half of the Mizbeach. The Brisk Rav is Mitzayin to Taisvis and Yuma, the top Taisvis and Daf Mem Hamud Beis. Taisvis says that any place on the top half of the Mizbeach would apply the Halacha of Ein Lina Mayelas Bereish HaMizbeach. The Halacha is that something, a carbon which is on top of the Mizbeach, does not become possible, Belina. It doesn't become possible if it's left overnight. Bereish HaMizbeach. Ein Lina Mayelas Bereish HaMizbeach. Says Taisus, anything which is above the top half of the Mizbeach is considered Bereish HaMizbeach and does not passel Be'elina. Says Taisus, the Yesoid, which is on the lower half of the Mizbeach,
that would, the lina would passel. The Briskrov understands, just like legabe lina, the salocha, that there's no lina on the top half of the mizbech, so too says the Briskrov, the makam hamaracha, the makam haktara, the makam where you can actually do the haktara of the mizbech, is the top half of the mizbech. Technically speaking, the seiviv is the only practical place to put the maracha. But says the Briskrov, when we're dining over here in our sugya, that the makam hakosher, l'malika, of the oila seiv is in the makam hamaracha, it has to be in the makam where you could do haktara, that's not tolui in a place which has a technical ability to do haktara. That's tolui in a makam which is kosher for the malika. Says the Briskrov, since the top half of the mizbech has a halacha, a kedusha of the reish hamizbech, and that's the makam where a person could do the haktara, therefore the top half of the mizbech would be considered the makam haktara, and that's where the makam which is kosher for the malika of the oila seiv. The Briskrov says, the answer to Taiz's kasha, why he's able to do the malika even an amma beneath his feet, an amma of the seiviv, because that makam itself, not because, like Taiz says, that's close enough to the seiviv. Says Briskrov, that makam intrinsically, the top half of the mizbech, which begins an amma beneath the seiviv, the amma was ten, the mizbech was 10 ammas, the bottom half is 5 ammas, top half is 5 ammas, the seiviv was 6 ammas from the floor. So an amma beneath the seiviv, says the Briskrov, that's the makam, that's the place where intrinsically it's ro'i laktar. That's the chelik of the mizbech, which has the kedushas mizbech, which on top of that chelik is where you could do the haktar, and that's the makam, which is kosher for the malika of the oila seiv. Now this that we mentioned from the Briskrov, that in order to be kosher for the maracha, it must be mechatzi mizbech ulamayla, on the top half of the mizbech, the Chazoyin Ish in Simen Yud Tes, Ois Chav Gimel, he argues, he's misadded, and he says that possibly, just like we find that dam, Zukas Adam, could be on the Yisoid, even on the lower half of the Mizbech, even on the Yisoid, B'dievet is kosher for Zrika. So too says the Chazon Ish, Efshir, that for the Maracha, B'dievet, if a person would make a Maracha on the Yisoid, it's also kosher for a Maracha. There's no Bezunder Halacha, it has to be B'reish HaMizbech. That which our Gemara says, a machloikas, if they're oisid maracha, al gabi asayviv, says the chaznish, maybe they just meant if it was the derech to make a maracha, al gabi asayviv, but in order to be machshir maracha, in order to be a kosher aktar, says the chaznish, efshir, that even al gabi yisoid, it would be kosher to have a maracha. It's an interesting machloikas, bechlau, legabi making a maracha on the yisoid, the Briskrov nemzon for a pashtus, that in order to be kosher a maroch, it has to be al-chatzim mizbech ul-mailo, and the chaznish nemzon, he's mitzadid, that it could be even on the lower part of the mizbech, it's kosher b'di'evid, to make a maroch, it would be considered a maroch. Moving on to Amud Beis, Rava explains the machlokes of Rablozo, Rab Shimon, and the Rabbanon, if Havdolo b'chata saif is paiselos, if he's mavdol and cuts the second simon b'chata saif, if it's pasal, is talui in shehiya b'simon sheni ba'ila saif. If he would make a shehiyah by the simen sheni before he cuts the second simen of the oif by an oila, by oila sa'if, if it's going to passel, that's talui if you're mavdil by a chata sa'if. According to Rabbanon, since shehiyah, being masha, in between the two simen by oila sa'if, would not passel the oila sa'if, therefore, if he does a havdala by the chata sa'if, it's considered a ma'isa oila by chata sa'if. Since such a malika, even though there's a shehiyah, would be kosher by a oila seif, therefore when he does this malika with the havdala, with being mavdala second simen, it would pass the lechata seif, that's a mice which is kosher by a oila seif. Rashi explains that every chata seif that you do a havdala, there's a shehiyah in between the two simanim. Since together with the first simen, or after he cuts the first simen, he is cutting the roiv basar that's in the tzavar, in between the two simanim, so it's an automatic shehiyah, he's waiting in between the two simanim. Before he cuts the second simen, there's a shehiyah. If a shehiyah is kosher by a oila sa'if, then cutting the second simen will pass by a chata sa'if. He's doing a ma'isa oila, a ma'isa which is kosher by oila, by a chata sa'if, and that would pass it. Why is shehiyah kosher by a oila sa'if? Rashi explains that even though he's masha, even though he does a shehiyah, he waits in between the two simanim by a oila sa'if, such a malika will be kosher by the oila saif. Since the first simen was done behechsher. The first siman was done without a shia, even though he waited in between the two simanim, and the second siman was done b'shehia, the malika is still kosher. The second siman, Rashi says, is a mitzvah havdola ba'alma. Since by oif, when he cuts the first siman, it's nafak chiyusa, that's what takes away the chiyus of the oif. Therefore, the first siman is considered the ikker malika. That's what has to be done behechsher. The second siman by oil soif is the havdola ba'alma. Shehia does not passel by oil soif. If he has a shehia before the second siman, it doesn't passel by oil soif. Since it does not passel by oil soif, it's kosher by oil soif. Therefore, when he's mavdil by the chata soif, it's considered a maisa oila. He did a malika which would have been kosher by oil soif. That's what passels by the chata soif. We see from this Rashi a big yisoid in Hilchus Havdalah of the Oila Saif. There's a chiluk, he has to cut both simanim, but the first siman that he cuts, that's the Ikar HaMalika. That's what takes away the chiyus of the oif, and that's considered the Ikar HaMalika. The second siman, which he is cutting, is a mitzvah Havdalah Ba'alma. He has to do it, he has to be mavdil. He has to separate the neck, both simanim, but the first siman is the Ikar HaMalika, that has to be done b'hechsher. The second siman is Havdalah Ba'alma. It doesn't have to be part of the Malika, and therefore, if there's a Shehiya before the second Siman, it's kosher by the Eilat Seif, that's the Sheet of the Chachamim. Rabbi Chaim Eisen Achiezer, in Chiluk Beis Siman Zayin, Sivkat Nyur, has a kasha, a steer to this, from the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Chavtes. The Gemara over there says, the Amar Rava, there's a Machloikis, the Gemara quotes it, which is quoted many times in Shas, if Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'ad Seif, or Eina L'Shchita Elul B'Seif. By every Shchita of a Behema, is the whole meshach, the whole entirety of the Maisa Shchita considered a Shchita, or only the last part, the last second, the last chelik of the Shchita, that's considered the Shchita. The Gemara discusses this in many places in Chas. Rava says that Kuli Amamay, that everyone would agree, by Oila Sa'oif, which he does the Malika of the first Siman on the lower part of the Mizbech. Oila Sa'oif, we know, is supposed to be on the top part of the Mizbech. If we do the Siman Rishon of the Oila Soif on the lower part of the Mizbech, it would passel the Oif. Why? It's a machlokes if Yashna L'Shchita Mitchila V'ad Soif Ein Ela B'Soif. Says Rav and Chul Daf Chavtes that since by a Chata Soif, the Siman Rishon is the entirety of the Malika, therefore by Oila Soif as well, it's considered a Malika in order to passel if you would do the Siman Rishon on the lower part of the Mizbech. So the Gemara says the reason why doing a Malika on the Siman Rishon on the lower part of the Mizbech passes by an Oila Soif, because such a Malika of the Siman Rishon would be considered a Malika by the Chata Soif. Ad kan the Gemara. Frekt Reb Chaim Eizer, that it would be mashma from the Gemara that by Oila Soif itself, such a Malika is not considered a Malika. Really, both Simanim is the Malika. The first Siman itself is not considered a Malika. It's only because by a Chata Soif, the Malika of the Siman Rishon is a Malika. That's why Oila Soif, that gives the Chashivas, that gives a din malika, even by an oila soif, and when he does the siman rishon of oila soif lamata, would passel. Factor Chaim Eizer, we see in our sugi, it's Rava himself, and we see in our sugi, Rava himself holds that the siman rishon is the malika, the siman rishon by oila soif itself is the malika, and the shehiyah does not passel. Like Rashi explains it, the second siman is a havdalah ba'alma. Factor Chaim Eizer is steering the sugi, the sugi in Zvachim Daf Samachem, it raises our sugi is mavur in Shitas Rava, that the Siman Sheni is not part of the Malika. Shehiyah does not passel by Oila Sa'if. The Siman Sheni is not part of the Malika, and it's only Mitzav Dal Ba'alma. And the Gemara in Chul Naf Chavtes, Rav himself, says that the reason why by Oila Sa'if, the Siman Rishon on the bottom part of the Mizbeach passels is because by Achata Sa'if it's considered a Malika. It sounds like by Oila Sa'if, only both Simanim together is a Malika. The Siman Rishon itself by Oila Sa'if would not be considered a Malika. Chaim Eizer suggests that maybe the sugya in Chulin is going according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. In our sugya, Rashi was explaining the sheet of the Chachamim that Shehiyah does not passel because the second siman is mitzvah havdalah ba'alma. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says that by an oila sa'if, Shehiyah b'siman sheni would passel. Shehiyah is ma'akiv. Says Rabbi Chaim Eizer, maybe Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon argues, and he holds that by oila sa'if, both simanim are ikar chelik of the malika. And therefore, what Rava meant in Chul Naf Chavtes was even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that both Simanim is the Malika. The Siman Rishon by itself would not be considered a Malika by Oila Soif. However, since by Chata Soif we find that a siman achas, one siman is called a malika, that's why when he does one siman on the lower part of the mizbech, it would pass. But in a chanami, according to Rabbanon, we don't have to come out to the fact that by chata soif, one siman is called a malika. By, according to Rabbanon, even by oil seif itself, the siman rishon is considered the malika, and the siman sheni is just avdala ba'alma. That's what Reb Chaim Moshe suggests to be miyash of the two sugyas. Or he says maybe the sugya in chulin is talking about a different seer. Our sugya is doing what he does a regular malika, cutting the mafrekas. He severs the mafrekas before he gets to the simanim. The malika is done in the back of the neck, and he cuts the mafrekas and then the siman rishon. In such a case, the behemah already dies with the first siman, and then the second siman is a mitzvah havdalah ba'alma. The sugya in chulin says Chaim Moshe maybe he's talking about where he took the siman and he put it in front of the mafrekas, and he severed the siman rishon without cutting the mafrekas. In such a case, the behemah schias would only leave; it would only die, cutting both simanim. In such a case, both simanim would be an ikar part of the malika. So Reb Chaim Moshe says maybe it really depends on how he performs the malika. When he does the malika like he normally does it, cutting the mafrekas before the siman rishon, then the siman rishon accomplishes malika. That takes away the chias of the oif. And the second siman is just the mitzvah of Dalab Alma. Sugyan Chulin is talking about when he took the simanim and he pushed them behind the mafrekas. He did the malika on the simanim before he did the mafrekas. In such a case, he would have to do the malika on both simanim in order to be considered a malika. The second siman would also be considered a malika by Ayla Saif. And that's why Rava said only because by Chata Saif, one siman is called a siman. That's why doing a malika of Ayla Saif on the bottom part of the Mizbech, in such a case where he took the siman and put it behind the mafrekas, that's where the only reason why it's considered a malika is because Bechata Soif itself, siman achas, is considered a malika.
The Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Beis clears a shayla boi rava shah b'miyutei mahu. When you have a shahia, in the middle of the shchita, the sheichit is shah, he waits a little bit, he pauses, does it pass the shchita when he's shah b'miyutei? Rashi learns the shaila is after he finished roiv of the shechita, after the sheichet shechted roiv of the shechita kalacha, he was shaha, and then he continued the shechita and he finished off the last miut. What's the shaila? Do we say, Rashi explained, since he already did roiv of the shechita behechsher, so it's a kasher shechita, or do we say kula chada shechita, the shechita continues till the end of the full shechita, and since there was a shehiyah in the complete shechita, it passes. Other Rishayim argue, Taisvis argues on Rashi's trap. This is how Rashi learns the Shaila of the Gemara. Shah b'miyute means in the miyut habasreg, who is Shah, he waited in the last miyut of the Shechita, does it pass of the Shechita or not? The Achreinim on Mestapik, what would be the halacha if by an oif which has one simon is kosher, a Shechita of the oif is kosher with one simon, let's say the Sheikhit would be Shah after he finished the first simon, before the second simon, if he would have a Shia, if he would pause, and then complete the shechita, would that pass the shechita? Is this suffix of Rashi, which we pass, Rashi passes la halacha, we have to be machmir, the shab meyat basra passes the shechita, shah before the second simon of the oif, would that also pass?
The Beis Halevi brings a raya from our sugya that there's a chilek between a shab meyat basra and a shah before the simon sheni by oilas oif, even though Rashi's shita is that the shia meyat basra is ma'akiv and passes the shechita, but a shehiya before the siman sheni by a oif would not pass the shechita. Says the Beis Halevi, in our sugya, Rava explains the machlokes of Blazer Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon, when he makes a shehiya before the second siman by a chatas ha'oif, if it passes the malika, the machlokes of Blazer Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon, if the shehiya before the second siman by chatas ha'oif passes the malika, is only because it's a ma'isa oila. If such a malika is kosher by oila, then the chatas is possible because it's a ma'isa oila. If it's possible by oila, then the malika is kosher by chatas. It doesn't have the psul of a ma'isa oila. But says the Beis Halevi, the fact that the malika has a shehiya before the second siman, that doesn't pass the malika intrinsically. The whole discussion now with sugya, so there's a zaitig psul. If there's a psul of ma'isa oila, if there's a psul in this malika that since you've finished the second siman, it's being done a malika of oil, if that passes the malika. The etzim fact that this malika has a shehiya in it, l'kuli alma would not passel. Says the Beis Halevi, see clear in our sugya, that the shehiya of a oif before the second siman doesn't pass the shechita, but doesn't pass the malika. Obviously, even though Rashi holds a shehiya before the miut basra, before the last miut, once you finish rave, passes the shechita, but a shehiya, before the second simon, says the Beis Levi, would not passel the entire malika.
The Sefer Dvar Avram, Simon Beis, Ois Beis, he's mechavin to the raya of the Beis Halevi, quotes this raya from our sugya, and he explains it a little bit more than the Beis Halevi. And he explains as follows. Every time Yishecht, the halacha shechita needs shnaim, rave of the two simonim is enough. So he explains, really the halacha is you need a shechita of shnaim. That which you can shecht, rave of the two simonim, is midin rubei kakula. You need the whole simon. When you have rave, it's as if you have the whole simon. The halacha is in kalatar kula, rubei kakula. When you have rave, you drink rave of the kais, it's like you drink the whole kais. When you shecht rave of the simonim, it's like you shechted the whole simonim. Tzavta d'var avram, it's only rubei kakula if he stops. If he stops after rave, it's as if he has the whole simon. But if he makes a shahia and then he continues, so that miut basra, the last miut that he continued, is a chelik of the shechita, and that was done with the shehiya. Even though it's unnecessary, it's part of the shechita, because the whole simon, both simonim are part of the shechita. When you don't have it, it's included midin rubei kekulib. When you do have it, even though there's a shehiya, what you actually continue after the shehiya is part of the shechita, and it was done b'psol, therefore the whole shechita is pasul. Says the Dvar Avram, this is only in the miut basra, which is intrinsically part of the shechita, even when you do rubei kekulei, but the whole, even the miut basra is part of the shechita, therefore when there was a shehiya, and then you continue the shechita, it passes the whole shechita. However, by oif, which only needs one simen, the second simen doesn't require a malika. When you do a malika, when you continue the malika after the shehiya, it's not a chelik of the malika. The fact that there was a shehiya, and then you continue the malika, won't pass the whole shechita. Again, while by Miyat Basra, where the Miyat Basra is a chelik of the shechita, you don't need to do it actually, physically, because you can have it midin, rubei kekulei. But when you do continue, that's a chelik of the shechita. However, the simen sheni, which is unnecessary, it's not part of the shechita at all by oif, and when he's mamshech the shechita, it's not considered part of the shechita and doesn't pass the shechita. However, the Beis Halevi and the Dvar Avram quote a smack in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. The smack says that when a person shechts an oif, and he shechts the first simen, and then he makes a shehiya, the smack says that he should not continue the shechita. Once he makes a shehiya, he shouldn't continue the shechita. He should just leave the bird, perhaps kill the bird, you know, bop it over the head. But he should not continue the shechita after he made a shehiya. The smack seems to be medame, just like a miut basra, according to Rashi. Continuation of the shechita after the shehiya would passel the whole shechita, so too by oif, continuing the shechita of the simen sheni after shehiya would passel the whole shechita, and the Beis Halevi and the Dvar Avram, yes, it's neged what it's mavur from our Gemara. There, the smack seems to paskin that a shehiya before the second simen passels the shechita by oif, even by the second simen is a psul of shehiya. In our sugya, the Gemara only dans the psul of shehiya by a chatas oif, that it's considered a ma'isa oila, but that's the fact that there was a shechita, the fact that there was a shehiya before the shechita does not passel the whole shechita of itzarachian. So the Beis Halevi is mitzadid. He says that that which the smack says was only a chumra ba'alm. He didn't mean me'ikar adin lahalacha. Our gemara is muchach that before the second simon would not passel the whole shechita, would not passel the whole malika. And the smack was saying was l'chumra ba'alma, it's just an haga, but me'ikar halacha would not pass the shechita. The Dvar Avram in Simin and Ois Yud Beis suggests to answer the kash on the smack. He wants to maintain that the smack's halacha, that a shehiya before the second simon by oif would pass the shechita. A shehiya before the simon chain would pass the shechita. However, an hour sugi by malika, it would not pass the malika. You just have to be mechalik. What's the chilik between shechita and malika? The Dvar Avram explains as follows. He says a chiddush, not pashut at all, but he suggests there's two separate reasons why shehiya passes a shechita. There's two reasons why shehiya passes a shechita, says the Dvar Avram. Rishon, he says that if part of the shechita had a shehiya in it, it passes the shechita. The shechita itself is pasul. If there's a shehiya in the middle of the shechita, that passes the shechita. Shaina, says the Dvar Avram, from machmas, the beginning
of the shechita, the behemoth already became a trefer, already became an avela. When he does when he's mamshech the shechita and continues on, the second part of the shechita is being done on a behemoth, which is already an avela, already a trefa. It's a pasul shechita because it became an avela or trefa machmas, the chelik rishon of the shechita. Now, every shechita, we don't say that the second half of the shechita is being done on a behemoth, which is a trefa from the first half of the shechita, because it's kulucha the shechita. It's one shechita which is done on a behemoth chaya. However, if he's mafsik in the shechita is mefusekas, it's split up. There's two separate shechitas going on. The first shechita, the beginning part of the shechita, was done on a behemoth kshera, but the second shechita is being done on a behemoth trefa. That's why the shechita is pasul. So again, says the Dvar, it's two psulim. One psul is that the shechita itself is pasul when there's a shehir inside, when it's done with a hefsik. That's one halacha. Why, when there's a shehir, it's pasul. Second of all, says the Dvar Avram, it's pasul because the second part of the shechita, when you make a shehir that hacks up, that splits up the shechita, and the second part of the shechita is being done in an animal, which is a trefa. Explains the Dvar Avram like this. By shechita, you have both psulim. Malika only has the psul that the second part of the malika is being done on a behem, which is a trefa. The psul in the shechita itself, that doesn't apply to malika. Malika, the psul of shehiyah by malika, is only that the second part of the malika is no good when you have a shehiyah, because the machmas, the first part of the malika, there's already the oif is a trefa, the oif is an avela. Therefore, the second part of the malika is being done on a oif trefa and oif nevela. Says the Dvar Avram, therefore, if there would be a shehiyah in the first siman is necessary for the malika. Therefore, if there's a shehiyah, the second, after the shehiyah, that part of the malika is being done on oif trefa and oif nevela. However, after you finish the first siman, the oif is already considered a mesa, the oif is considered mutter. You already finished the malika, which is necessary to be matter this oif. Therefore, the second part of the malika, doesn't bother us. The second part of the malika doesn't bother us. By a shechita, even though it's unnecessary, even though it's not necessary to passel, it's not necessary for the hechsher of the behema in the miyat basra, but since the shechita itself has a psul in it, that passels the entire shechita. Says the Dvar Avram, malika does not have this halacha, does not have that din, that the shehiyah in the malika passels the whole malika. The only reason why shehiyah is passel by oif is because whatever he does after the shehiyah is considered a malika in oif trefa, oif nevela. That's only the chelik of the malika which is necessary for the hechsher ha'oif, which is the first siman. Shehiyah before the second siman would not passel the malika because the first siman was done by hechsher, and the fact that the second siman was done in oif trefa, oif nevela does not bother us because it's unnecessary for the malika to begin with. Now this is a big chiddush, because if shechita has a psul in it, even a chelik which is unnecessary, but once there was a shehiyah in the shechita that passes the whole shechita, so why should malika not likewise have such a psul in the whole malika? Most halachas of malika are similar to shechita. However, the Dvar Avram is mitzayin to Rashba in Chulin Daf Chaf, that seems to say that malika is different than shechita. Malika does not have the psul of shehiyah, and even though we see in our sugi in the Siman Rishon, it would have the psul of malika. Gemara says only in the Siman Sheni is there a nidin if there's a psul of maisa oila. However, by the Siman Rishon, it's mashma that there would be a psul of shehiyah. Explains the Dvar Avram what the Rashba meant to say, that there's no psul of shehiyah by malika. That means it doesn't have the intrinsic halacha, the halacha that it passels the malika itself. That halacha would passel even in the Siman Sheni. That halacha of passeling is only by shechita that it passels the shechita itself. Malika doesn't have halacha that the shehiyah passels the malika itself. The halacha that you do have by malika is that when there's a shehiyah in the chelak of the malika which is necessary, the shehiyah splits up the malika, and the second part of the malika which is done after the shehiyah has the psul that it's being done in oif, which is an avela, or a trefa. And it's important to realize that the din of shehiyah by shechita, the Gemara says in Chulin, is a halacha l'maisha misinai. Now, according to the Dvar Avram, that the two halachas in shehiyah by shechita and malika only has the halacha that the second half of the malika is being done in avela, but does not have the halacha that the Malika itself is possible, we could be Bavar as follows. That by Shechita, the Halacha Moshe Misera was Mechadish, two separate dinim. One din, one psul in the Etzem HaShechita, in the Shechita itself, and one psul because the second part of the Shechita was being done in an Avelu or Trefa. Now the Etzem Shechita, the dinim in the Etzem Shechita, we cannot shel suta Malika. Malika is a different Maisa, and what the Torah, what the Halacha Moshe Misinai passed by Shechita, we cannot apply to Malika. However, this, that the second part of the Shechita is being done on an Avelu or Trefa, that can zayin, there was a Hagdara. There's a Svara, there's a logic to it, and therefore, even though it was Neschadish, in the Halacha Moshe Misinai by Shechita, we can apply this Svara to Malika as well, that the second part of the Malika is being done on an Avelu Trefa, even though the Etzem HaMalika itself, the Malika itself doesn't have the psul that there was a Shehiyah in the Malika, but the second part of the Malika is being done on an Avelu Trefa, this psul applies by Malika as well.
Going back to the Gemara quotes the Machlokes of Blazer Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon, if Havdalah b'chatas ha'oif passes, if doing the Malika on both Simonim by the Chatas Seif does a passel the Malika. Blazer Reb Shimon holds, Mavdilim b'chatas ha'oif, it doesn't passel. The Gemara has three pshatim in the Machlokes of Blazer Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. The first pshat in the Gemara was if Mitzvah Chatas ha'oif is Ma'akiv. The second pshat is if Shehiyah by the Simon Sheni of the Oila Sa'if, does a pass of the Oila Sa'if. And the third pshat is if the Chituch Rav Basar is a ma'akiv to be machatich the Rav Basar together with the Simon Rishon. Rashi learns all these three pshatim of the Gemara Lefir Blazer Reb Shimon is machshir havdalah, even if the Kohen would be mavdil right away, as he's doing the Malika of the Simon Rishon, he continues on and is ma'alik the Simon Sheni, he would still be machshir. And Rashi explains, according to the first pshat of the Gemara, since mitzichata sa'oif is not ma'akiv, therefore the koyin, if he does a havdalah, it's not necessarily considered a malika of a oila, because the koyin has a choice not to do the mitzui. A chatas has hazah and mitzui, a oila has mitzui. If the koyin is going to do the malika of both simonim and then follow up and hazah and mitzui, it comes out he was makir of this carbon like an oila. He did both simonim like an oila, and he did mitzui like an oila. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon holds, since he has a choice of not doing a mitzui, the mitzui of the chatas ha'if is not makir, if he's only going to do the hazah itself, therefore, even when he's mavdil in the simonim, when he's mavdil in the malika and does both simonim, it's not necessarily considered doing the malika of oila sa'if, since he won't do the mitzui, since nikar, he's not doing oila sa'if. What was the second simon? Rashi explains that the second shimon was mechatech basar ba'alma. That's according to the first pshat of the Gemara, the machloikis is if mitzvah chatas ha'if is ma'akib. According to the second pshat of the Gemara, that's machloikis if the shehiyah b'simen sheni ba'ila sa'if does it pasal. So Rashi explains that by the malika of the chatas ha'if, he's doing together with the first simon, he's doing the raiv basar together with the first simon. Therefore, if Shehiyah passes by Oila Sa'if, continuing doing the Malika of the Simon Sheni would not be considered a Havdalah, would not be considered that he did the Malika on both Simonim. Why? Because he did a Shehiyah. He did a Shehiyah before the second Simon. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds that together with the first Malika, you have to be Chaytich, the Rav Basa. There's an automatic built-in Shehiyah before the second Simon. Since the Shehiyah would pass by an Oila Saif, therefore by a Chata Saif, if he's Mavdil with the second Simon, it would not pass the Chata Saif. And then the third Pshat Nigmar, if Chatichas Rav Basa is Ma'akiv, Vaiter, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, Chatichas Rav Basa is Ma'akiv by the Chata Saif. When he does the Malik of the Simon Rishon, he's automatically going to do the Chatichah of the Rav Basar. So therefore, there's a Shehiyah in the Malika, and therefore, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, it's not considered doing Malika of Oila Sa'if, which would pass the Chata Sa'if. Rather, the Chatich of the second Simon is called Chatichas Basa Ba'alma and does not pass the Malika. This is how Rashi learns in the Sugya. And according to this Pshat, any time a Kohen would be Mavdil, even if he's Mavdil right away, by Chata Sa'if, Bishas the Malika, he cuts both Simonim, the Oif will still be kashya. The Chatas Ha'if will still be kashya. Taisus asks a few kashyas on this pshat in the Gemara. Taisus proves from a Gemara Sanhulin
that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon would agree that if the Havdalah, if he's Mavdal and cuts both Simonim, would actually passel the Chatzis Seif. One of the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a memra, a different memra of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that by Oyla Seif, it's Rav Shnayim. The Gemara there is Machloik, because the Chacham say Oyla Seif is Shnayim. We mentioned this before. The Chacham hold that Oyla Seif is complete Shnayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds it's Rav Shnayim. Where does Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon learn out that Oyla Seif is Malika B'Rav Shnayim? It's a Hekesh from Chata Seif to Oyla Seif. Ma Chata Seif, the Gemara says, his Oiches B'Rosh B'Guf U'Maza. The Rosh and the Guf are attached at the time of the Hazah, because when he does the Malika, he's not detaching the Rosh from the Guf, he's only cutting one Simon. So too by Oyla Seif, even though he's cutting both Simonim, he does not detach the Rosh from the Guf, he's only doing Rav of the Simonim, and the meat of the Simonim is still attached. Says Taisus, you see from this Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon agrees that by Chata Seif, he's only doing one Simon, and there is an Issa to be Mavdal, there's an Issa to cut both Simonim at the time of the Hazah. So Taisus argues on Rashi, and he says that our Sugya, which says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, you could be Mavdal by Chata Seif, that is only talking about a Havdalah after the Hazah. B'shas the Malika, he cut one Simon, he did the Hazah of the dam on the Mizbech, and after the Hazah, he was Mavdil, the other Simon, that's where the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, the Mavdilim b'chata seif. The Gemara in Chulin, which he quoted when he was asking on Rashi, says that b'shas the Hazah, his oich is b'reish u'b'guf u'maza. B'shas the Hazah, the reish has to be attached to the guf, he only cut off one Simon, and our Sugya says that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is Mekel, and he holds Mavdilim b'chata seif, Zog Taisus, that's talking about after the Hazah. But Taisus has to say a pshat, Taisus goes through all the pshatim in our Gemara, and he explains that it's talking about the Havdalah after the Hazah. So Taisus goes ahead in the first pshat in the Gemara and explains as follows. What does Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon hold? The Gemara says that Mitzui Chata Sa'oif is not Ma'akev according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So Taisus says like this. Since the Mitzui, the Chata Sa'oif, is not Ma'akev, technically when the Kohen does the Hazah, he's finished with the carbon. There's a mitzvah to do mitzui, but it's not ma'akev. He's technically finished with the avoidus of the carbon. Therefore, he could be mavdal. It's just mechatech basa ba'alma. According to Rabbanan, the mitzvah of the chatzis leif is ma'akev, so he's still in the middle of doing the avoidah. The carbon is not finished. So when he's mavdal, it's all a hemshech of the malika, and it comes out he was mavdal in the malika. Therefore, that would passel the malika that passels the oif. But according to Bazar Reb Shimon, that the mitzvah of the chatzis oif is not ma'akiv. Once he did the hazah, he's already mechaper, and he was yaitze, the carbon is already finished. He was already yaitze his chiv, he's already done with the carbon. Therefore, any havdalah which he does after that is not part of the malika, it's chatichas basa ba'alma, and the oif is kasher. Second pshat in the Gemara is if the shehiyah b'sim sheni ba'ila seif is ma'akiv. Says Taisvis, not like Rashi learned that the shehiyah was that he was mechatich the rave basar in between the two simanim. Says Taisvis, we're talking about here where the Malika was done, the Malika was the second Simon, the Malika of the second Simon was done after the Hazah, so there was a big Shehiyah in between the two Simonim. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that Shehiyah of doing the Simon Sheni after the Hazah is Ma'akiv and is not considered a Hemshech of the Malika, and that's why it's Kasher. A third pshat in the Gemara, Chatichas Rev Basar Ma'akiv, so according to Rashi, what that meant was that the Chatichas Rev Basar is the Shehiyah between the two Simonim. And Taisus learns that we're talking about doing the Simon Sheni after the Hazah, and we're not referring to the actual Shehiyah. Says Taisus, according to this Pshat, the Shehiyah is not Ma'akiv. But says Taisus, since the Chatichas Rev Basar was Ma'akiv, and Bishas, when the Kohen did the first Malika, he was Chaitich Rev Basar together with the first Malika, so later on, after the Hazah, when the Kohen continues and does the Simon Sheni, that's not considered a Malika. Why? Says Taisvis, because if Bishas, the Malika of the Simon Rishon, the Kohen cut the Rav Basar, that, in essence, kills the Oif. The Oif is dead. It's Mesa. Taisvis quotes a Gemara in Chulin that says, Abai L'shitasi, which Abai was the man d'amar that says this third pshat over here, and he says, V'chi Mesa, Oimer U'mailik. Once the Oif is already a Mesa, once the Oif is already Mesa, it's not considered a Malika, since Chatichas Rav Basar is Ma'akiv. Therefore, Bishas, the original Malika, when he did the Simon Rishon, he was chaytich rev basar. After the Hazah, when he continues on the Malika, says Taisvis, that doesn't passel the oif, because Mesa imiru moilik, the oif is already Mesa, and therefore the Simon Sheni is not considered a Malika. But to summarize the Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, Rashi learns in our Sugya, the Havdalah of the Chatas Oif is referring to when the Kohen is Mavdil right away, and Afal Pikin Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is Machshir either, because the Kohen has a choice not to do the Mitzui, and when the Kohen does not do a Mitzui, it comes out. We can look at the second Simon, like it's a Chatichas Basa Ba'alma, or according to the second two Pshatim, the second and third Pshat in the Gemara, since there was a Chatichas Rev Basar, that's a Shehiyah in between the two Simonim, and that considers the second Simon like it's not part of the Malika. Taisus learns, if the Kohen would actually be Moilik and be Mavdil right away, B'shas, when he did the first Simon, he would continue on with the second Simon, that would passel the Oif. Taisus brings Rav in the Gemara and Chulin. Taisus learns, all three Pshatim in the Gemara is referring to when there was Havdalah after the Hazah. According to the first Pshat, the reason why that doesn't passel the Oif is because since the Mitzvah is not Ma'akiv, once he does the Hazah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that's Nigmar, the Avodah of the Oif. And the second Simon is not considered part of the Malika. According to the second Pshat in the Gemara, the fact that there was a Shehiyah and he's continuing the Malika after the Hazah, that's why it's not considered a Malika, it's only Chatichas Basa Ba'alma. According to the Pshat of the Gemara of Chatichas Rev Basa Ma'akiv, since B'shas, the first Simon here, it was Chatich Rev Basar, the Oif is already a Mesa, when he later on, after the Hazah, continues and does the Malika, that Simon Sheni is not considered a Malika, Mesa, Oimid V'Moilik, that's not considered a Malika, and that does not passel, it's considered a Chatichas Basar Ba'alma.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.